tonight. Good to see everybody. Amen. It's come out. Amen. To the house of the Lord. We certainly appreciate you. If you're visiting with us, we're just glad to have you. And just get right in here and let's just go to meeting tonight. Amen. I know it's Wednesday night in the middle of the week and our bodies are tired and everything like that, but if we'll just get one mind, one accord. Amen. We can leave here tonight saying it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's certainly remember all those that are sick. Talked to Brother Robbie today, so remember, still remember Sister Sarah, and they're going to be moving her to for rehab there at the hospital, so remember her tonight in our prayers. Brother Robbie's got to have a stress test tomorrow, and so remember him. Also Sister Tiffany got to come home, so we thank God for that, and just praise the Lord for that. Also Sister Judy got to come home, and so we thank God for that. So slowly they're all getting better, I hope. And so let's remember each and every one of them tonight in our prayers. Sister Patty. Amen. Let's remember this. Go ahead, Carolyn. Remember this. Anyone else? Amen. Anybody the uplift of the hand? Amen. Bless her heart. Let's remember this tonight. Amen. So many going through so much tonight. Amen. Brother Wayne Pipe, will you lead us while we pray, brother? Amen. Yes. Amen. Let's go to meeting. Thank you. Amen. But now I see what grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace will relieve. Amen. Bless the Lord. I have already come. 'Tis grace that taught me safe thus far. Thank you, Lord. Shining at the sun, all we've known. Play me one more verse. Yes, sir. Ain't he worthy tonight of all praise? Amen. Thank God. Amen. Will you turn with me to the Bible says in the book of John, John chapter number 11. Verse number 1, reading through verse number 14. John chapter number 11. Appreciate Brother Johnny leading singing tonight. As most of you know, some don't know that's visiting with us tonight. Our choirster's wife was in a terrible automobile accident. She's in the hospital in Rome. And Brother Johnny led song Sunday for the first time in how long, Brother Johnny? 18 months. And so now he's had to lead the whole service. Amen. I was going to let him preach tonight, but he said, let's take it one step at a time. Amen. John chapter number 11, verse number 1, reading through verse number 14. John chapter 11, verse number 1, reading through verse number 14. Very familiar scripture tonight. The Bible said in John chapter 11, verse number 1, amen. The Bible said, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus, he was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verse number 5. He said, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walketh in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Verse number 11. The Bible said, these things said he, and after that, he said unto them, our friend Lazarus, he's sleeping. But I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. The disciples then he said to the disciples, Lord, if he's asleep, he shall do well. Verse number 13. He said, howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken, taking a rest in sleep. Verse number 14 will come from there. The Bible said, then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll just move, Lord, Jeff, out of the way tonight, and I'll be able, Lord, get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize that I'm nothing tonight, but you're everything. Lord, we know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, God, without the holy unction tonight, Lord, it'd be nothing but a stammering tongue, Lord, and a speech, and nobody get a thing, Lord, out of it tonight. But God, I pray, Lord, that your will be done, God, and I'll be a blessing, Lord, and help somebody, Lord, here tonight that needs to hear what thus said the Word of God, Lord, hide us behind the cross, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. Neighbor, if I had a message, brother, I want to preach on tonight, Brother Mike, I'd probably be on this right here, down, but not out. Amen. Down, but not out. Amen. Listen, there's two men in the Bible that's named Lazarus that we read of. Neighbor, tonight, the first is a man that Jesus speaks of, and some say it's a parable. I believe it was a reality. Neighbor, tonight, the first is a man Jesus speaks of in the book of Luke. The Bible said this Lazarus was a very poor man. Neighbor, probably homeless. Listen, and certain, the Bible said, that he was a beggar. Listen, for he often stayed at the gate of the rich man. And we know that. Another familiarity between these two, listen, is both of them died. Listen, neighbor, both of these Lazaruses passed away. Listen, neighbor, today, and taken neighbor to heaven. Amen. There in the Abraham's bosom. Listen, the second Lazarus that we read here in the scripture tonight, listen, is the brother of Mary and Martha. Listen, and the Bible said he's also a friend of Jesus. Amen. Listen, boy, shouldn't that be our testimony tonight? Listen, not only what a friend I have in Jesus, listen, but I want him to say, oh, Jeff, he's my friend. Amen. He's one of mine. Amen. Listen, that's what the Lord was saying about Lazarus right here. He said, hey, I said, that's one of my friends over there. Listen, they said, well, he's asleep. Will he do it well? Amen. Listen, Jesus looked at him and said, that's not what I'm talking about. He's dead. Amen. Listen, his heart has quit pumping. Listen, neighbor, his pulse has quit beating. The blood has quit flowing. Listen, if anybody was down, certainly Lazarus was. He was down for the count. Listen, no doubt we look at the other Lazarus. Neighbor, they sat at the gate. Listen, begging alms, and the homeless man. Listen, surely people walked by him and said, look at him. Listen, he's just down. Amen. No doubt about that tonight. Listen, neighbor, we get down. Listen, in many ways tonight because of life. Amen. Sometimes our circumstance, Sister Donna, they get us down. Listen, they really do. Our health, they get us down. Our jobs, they get us down. Listen, neighbor, we can easily get down tonight, get discouraged. Listen, are defeated tonight. Listen, amen, but I thought about this today. When Jesus is a part of your life, listen, you may be down, but you're never out. Amen. Ain't that good to know tonight? What a friend we have in Jesus at the midnight hour. Listen, our noonday. Listen, sometimes you may look. Listen, I may be discouraged. There may be times I've been defeated. There's been times, Brother Wayne Kimes, listen, and I've been absolutely down. Listen, but there's one thing I want you to know tonight. Ever since Jesus moved into my heart, I may have been down, but I've never been out. Amen. Listen. Amen. aren't you glad of that tonight? We're down, but we're not out. They looked at old Lazarus over there. Mary and Martha, here they are crying. And they're weeping. And the Bible said that Jesus come walking up to them. Amen. He said, hey. And said, where's he at? And they said, well, he's over there. And listen, amen, the Bible said, amen, they said, Lord, he's not been dead for 4 days. And listen, by now, he's already stinking. And listen, and the Bible said, and Jesus said, he'll rise again. And Martha said, Lord, we know in the resurrection, he will rise again. And Jesus said, listen, I am the resurrection. And thank God, I'm telling you tonight, no matter what we face, no matter what our struggle is, no matter how deep your valley may be, no matter how dark your dungeon may be, you may be down, but you're not out tonight. You may be down, but I'm not out. Amen. The devil's knocked me down a few times. Amen. Amen, but I've always come back up. Amen. Thank God. He said, I look for my help, which coming from the Lord. Hey, listen, he said, there's a cleft in the rock that is higher than I. And thank God of that tonight. Amen. We may be down, but we're not out. I listen, the Bible said, I listen, like old Lazarus, the first Lazarus. I listen, he was ridiculed. He begged for the alms. I listen, he was probably homeless. I listen, but the Bible said, amen, when he died, the angels themselves, I carried him to Abraham's bosom. I listen, and when the rich man, I lifted his eyes up in hell. Who did he see? Amen. Amen. He said, I no doubt he said, I thought he was done. I thought he was down. But he wasn't out. I thank God. There's a fire that burns within us. Don't let the devil get you down tonight. Maybe down, but we're not out. Amen. You know how many home runs I've seen hit in my lifetime with two strikes against you? Amen. Thank God. Boy, I was watching the ball game here the other night. Man, it was the bottom of the ninth inning. That guy was up to bat, bases loaded. He said, strike one, strike two. I said, boys, it's over. Hey, man, it's over. Ain't no hope now, boys. You might as well load that plane. Head on out about that time, brother. Brother, he throwed another pitch right down the pike. Hey, man, he put that baby in the upper deck. Hey, man, listen, that's the way we are. Sometimes we may be down. Sometimes we may be discouraged. But I'm here to tell you, don't count me out yet. That doesn't count no Lazarus out. They said, he's dead. That's about out as you can get, ain't it? Amen. That's about as dead as you can get. He's dead. They said, matter of fact, he done been in there 4 days. Amen. But listen, maybe 4 days late, but he was still on time, wasn't he? Amen. Listen, the Bible said, Jesus said, where's he at? Said, he's over there. And old Jesus went over there. And he said, hey, Lazarus, get up out of there, boy. Amen. The Bible said, old Lazarus come walking out of that grave. Amen. You know why he had to call him by name? I'll tell you why he had to call him. Amen. If he'd have just said, come out of the grave, that'd have been the resurrection. Every grave would have busted open. Amen. All the dead would have rose. I thank God. You may count me down, but I ain't out. Amen. Ain't out. Down, but not out. Old Lazarus was down, but he wasn't out. Amen. Listen, now, as far as me, I've never seen in the scripture where Lazarus ever says a word after he's resurrected. You ever notice that? He never said a word. Amen. And you notice in the Bible that this is one of the only times that Jesus wept. He didn't wept because, listen, Lazarus had died. His weeping because he's having to bring him back. And he knew Lastly, the Bible said, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what all heaven's going to be like. Lazarus seen some things, and it about killed him not to tell it, but he knew he couldn't say a word. Amen. He's like John when he's still in the Isle of Patmos. He said, hey, he said, whether in the body, whether in the spirit, I don't know, but this one thing I do know, there's a better place to go. I'm telling you, we may be down, but we're not out. We're down, but we're not out. Sometimes we get down, Brother Cecil, but we're not out. We get down, but don't count us out. Amen. We get discouraged, but that don't mean we're out. Amen. I'm standing on the rock of ages. The foundation is solid. It's secure. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad my roots run around that rock. Thank God. And I'm holding on when the wind comes and the storms come and blows the seven weeks away. I'm glad I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. We may be down, but we're not out. Maybe down on Lazarus, say, he's dead, man. Ain't no need you coming over here. He's dead. He's down. He's graveyard dead. There's nothing we can do now. Oh, Jesus said, let me take care of this. Let me take care of this. See, so that's what I'm saying tonight. As long as Jesus Christ is a part of your life, you may be down, but you're not out. Amen. Old Job thought he was down. Old Job, as a matter of fact, he cried for God to just come and take him. Amen. He looked like he was down, but you know something, old Job wasn't out. God was still in the way. God was still molding and working that ever how he wanted it to be. Listen, neighbor, tonight, you may be going through a valley or a storm tonight for one purpose, and that's for God to shape you and for him to get glory out of your test to make it a testimony tonight. I'm telling you, we may be down, but we're not out. Amen. We may be down. Old Lazarus was down, but he wasn't out. Amen. They thought Jesus was down. Surely we got him now. We got him now. But you know what? I don't think they really thought that because they put them soldiers there to guard him. Why would you go? That'd be like me going to tell Brother Cecil. Now, Brother Cecil, go up here to the cemetery and make sure don't nobody leave up there tonight. Amen. That don't make a whole lot of sense. I believe them people deep down knew. They said, you better watch this guy. He done caused the lame to walk. He done called the deaf to hear. Hey, man, listen, there, you better watch him. Listen, and sure enough, on that third day, that grave had to give him up. Thank God, he may have been down, but he wasn't out. There's been times that I've been down, but I ain't out. Amen. Thank God, there may be times I get up and preach and I ain't got it, but I'm not out. Thank God, I'm climbing back up on the ladder again. Down but not out. Amen. Three things tonight we got to look at very quickly. Amen. Y'all thought that was all of it, didn't you? Amen. Three things about being down but not out. Number one tonight, when we're down but not out, listen, you can never lose faith. You can never lose faith. I don't care how dark it may seem. I don't care what situation you may be in. You're never too far or too far away that God can't reach out and get you. Amen. Never lose your faith. Amen. Remember what he's done. Sometimes when the devil tells me, you know, boy, you ain't getting this done. You're not doing this. But you know what? Sometimes I remind him of all the victories I've won. Amen. All the battles I done been through, and I've overcame them. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, when we're down, amen, listen, we can't lose our faith. He said if we had the faith of a grain of a what? Grain of a mustard seed, which is the tiniest seed they are. He said if we had that much faith, we could say mountain be removed, and it be removed tonight. So our faith, we can't lose faith. Amen. See, as long as Jesus is by our side, man, he may be 4 days late, but he's always on the way. He's always on the way. When we call upon him, sometimes that's why it says in the book of Psalms, I believe it's 46 and verse number 10, he said, be still and know that I'm God. That's the hardest thing in the world for us to do, ain't it? Be still. Amen. We live in a fast-paced society. Man, we want it right now, right this instant. I listen to neighbor today. But when it comes to God, sometimes he has a need to go through Judea. Sometimes he has a need to go through Samaria. Sometimes he has a need to go through somewhere else. But listen, you've never left his mind. He knew where he was headed. Amen. Thank God. You remember, was it Jairus' daughter? Was it Jairus' daughter that he went? And listen, he went and he told him, said, my daughter is sick. He said, will you come and heal her? I listen, and lo and behold, here comes this woman with the issue of blood that gets in the way. I listen, neighbor Jairus standing over there saying, oh my gosh. I listen, don't worry about her. My daughter's laying at home dying. I listen, neighbor, but Jesus knew all the time. All he had to do is walk upstairs and say, rise up, child. I listen, neighbor, today. Hey, amen, while God's here dealing with this, don't never think you're not on his mind. You make it down, but you never out. How when you got the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. So many people give up and quit, and the answer's on the way. The answer's on the way. What we stand in need of is on the way. Lazarus was dead, been dead for 4 days. Here he was. The Bible said that he hung around 2 days. Hung around two extra days. But you remember, though, he said, this is done for the glory of God. This is done for the glory of God. They didn't understand that at the moment. There's times in my life that I went through things, and people would say, well, God's going to get the glory out of it. And at that instant, I didn't understand it. How in the world God going to get glory out of this? But Brother Wayne, it might be 5 or 10 years down the road, and all of a sudden you say, man, you know what? God did this, then I could be this. Ain't that amazing? God knows tomorrow. He knows next week. He knows next month. Hey, man, he knows what we stand in need of tomorrow. Why? Because he already knows. Because he holds tomorrow. Lazarus was dead, but he wasn't out. Amen. He was dead, but he wasn't out. We never lose faith. We got to remember, he is always near. He is always near. Listen, you know something, that the Lord believes in you. He believes in you. He got all his ambition is in you. The Bible said he'll leave the 99 and go after the one little lost sheep. We can never lose faith, even when we're down, even when we're discouraged, even when the doctor comes in and says there's nothing we can do, even when we say we don't know where we're going to turn or what we can do about the situation we're in. I'm telling you tonight, don't lose faith. Why? Because Jesus is near. He's the great physician. Amen. He's the answer to everything we stand in need of. As long as Jesus is in your corner, as long as he's by your side, as long as he is near, you may be down, but you're never out. You may be down, but you're never out. I mean, look at what the Bible says. If they're able to put it up tonight, something hit the tower and they can't get on the Wi-Fi. But Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 35, reading through verse number 38. Yes, talking about... can't lose faith. He said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. In other words, you can't lose faith. Sometimes when the Lord don't answer prayer immediately, we tend to lose confidence. We lose confidence in him. And that's what he's saying. He said, when you're down, you got to realize you're not out. There's still hope. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Amen. Number 36. He said, for you have need of patience. Boy, is that something we all need tonight. How many of you can say, preacher, if you preach on patience tonight, I can shout all over the church. Amen. Guess what? What else I'm going to preach on? Patience. We all need that. For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So what did he say? He said, don't lose confidence, for you have need of patience. You got to wait. You got to wait. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. It's like waiting on cornbread. Amen. I got to get it down where y'all can understand it. Amen. You ever made cornbread? I make some of the best cornbread they are. Give me an amen right there, baby. I don't do it very often, but I can. But anyway, you know, you put that, what all you put in it? Yeah. You know, you mix it all up, and you put it in an iron skillet. You got to have that iron skillet. I don't know why you got to have it, but that's the reason you got to have it. I mean, it's in the book. You got to have that iron skillet, one with no handle. But, you know, we'll mix all that up and everything, and we'll put that iron skillet in the oven. But you know what? Sometimes if we get patient, you say, you know what? I want that cornbread now. And I take it back out, and I go over and go and cut it and eat it. That ain't worth a flip. That ain't no good, is it? No. Anybody like raw dough? I like cake mix that way, you know, but it ain't no good. You gotta wait. You gotta wait. And you know what has to happen? It gets hotter in there, and it gets hotter, and it gets hotter, and it gets hotter. Sometimes we're in valleys and storms, and listen, and it's getting hotter. And it's getting hotter. And this is what happens a lot of times. People want to be pulled out of that fire. They want to be pulled out of that heat. But Brother Johnny, what they don't realize is they, listen, it's God's doing something in that pan in my life. And I may look like I'm down, but I'm not out. Thank God. Amen. Some of y'all are going to get that next week and you're going to shout. Amen. Never lose faith. What verse am I on? Man. Verse number 37, go ahead, 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, he will come. Boy, don't the devil tell you he ain't coming. Don't the world, they done heard it so much, he ain't coming. Amen. Preacher, you up there preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. I done heard that. He ain't coming. I got news for you. He's coming.
Amen.
He's coming. Amen. The next cloud that goes over may very well be him. The next sound you hear may very well be the trumpet. Amen. You can rest assured there's a lot of things I don't know, but this one thing I do know, he's coming back. He's coming back. I believe that. He said, but we got to be patient. That's what he said. Remember what he said up there? You got to be faithful. Can't lose faith. Can't lose faith. You may be down, but you're not out. Can't lose faith. Got to be patient. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Believe me, when he comes, it'll be quickly. It'll be quickly. I want you to do this for me right here. Blink your eye. Amen. Blink them again. Okay. I want to make sure some of you open them back up. See how quick he blinked that eye? That's how quick he's coming back, Wayne. He said, I'm coming back in a twinkling of an eye. You imagine that? Man, here, you imagine us being at work or wherever, you know, and all of a sudden, boom, we leave here and we're there. That's how quick. That's how quick. And you know what? And this is what I like about it. My dad's been gone now about, I guess, probably about 8 years, daddy's been gone. Something like about 8 years, 7, 8 years close. But anyway, you imagine when we get to heaven, he's not going to say, boy, I missed you. Amen. Why? Because it's no day or night. They'd say, what are you talking about? Amen. There's no day or night up there. There's no monthly calendar up there. It's just a brand new day over and over and over and over again. And one day I'll just slip in the choir up there and they'll never know I was missing. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We may be down, but by faith we have in him, we may get impatient. Sometimes we get in a hurry, but he said, hey, just hold on. Just hold on. Thank God. And we'll just hold on a little longer. Everything will be all right. Woo! And Old Lazarus was dead. They said, he's dead. That man's over. It's over. Oh, Lord, he's stinking. Jesus said, I got this. I got this. Brother Mike Godfrey, sometime the devil looks at you and I and he says, I got him. Jesus walks up and says, I got this. He's one of mine. You ain't got a thing. I've got him right here in the palm of my hand. Amen. This thing's got 5 times bigger than I am. And we are still on number one. Hallelujah. We got to go on. Go back, go verse number 38. I don't want to leave him out. Verse number 38 says, now the just shall live by what? Live by faith. The devil wants you to be discouraged, but the reason I'm encouraged tonight, it's not that I woke up in 2020, told me it was going to be a better day, or CNN told me it was going to be a better day. I'm happy today because I know my name's wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I know that I'm a born-again Christian, and I know that no matter how bad this world is, on the other side, there's a brighter day coming. We live by faith. The reason I know I may be down but not out is because my faith is not based on Jeff, it's not based on society, but it's based on when the angel of the Lord has said, he is not here. Why seek ye the living among the dead? For he is risen. Thank God. And we may look down. We may look down. But we're never out. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Woo. Man, I needed that. I was wore out tonight. Amen. Number two, I got really, I do. I got, man. Will you come back tomorrow night? Never lose faith. Number two, you can never lose sight. You can never lose sight. Sight of what, preacher? Sight of the end result. Amen. It's because where I am now is not where I'm going. Amen. Where I am right now in any situation in my life, it's not the finished product. He's still working on me. So in other words, tonight, we may be down, but we're not out because we can't lose sight of what's coming. Amen. We can't lose sight of there's a land that is fairer than day. Amen. We can't lose sight that our loved ones are not in a grave somewhere, but they're just like Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. I thank God we can't lose sight of that. That's why they sing that song, press on. It won't be very long, not long. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We can't lose sight, just like that cornbread. I listen, neighbor, when it's in the heat, when it's getting hot in there, I listen, it don't look like much. But boy, when you get done with that thing and slice her up, put her in some buttermilk, she's mighty good. Amen. I listen, neighbor, today, I'm telling you, amen, I may not look like much tonight, but God's still working on me. I'd have made me what I ought to be. I listen, I may be down, but I'm not out. Amen. I thank God. They said Lazarus is dead. They said Lazarus was dead. Amen. You know what? I just thought about this. Just got this. Thought about it. I've had Lazarus on my mind all day today. But so I started to come over here and practice. Get a little bit out of my system. But thank you, Gladys. I love it. Gladys said, you don't need no practice. Amen. She's a blessing, ain't she? She knows what she's talking about, too. Amen. Was that Patricia or Gladys said it? Well, Patricia, too. I'll take both. Y'all do both of you. That's a blessing. Amen. But I'm saying tonight, we may be down, but we're not out. The world looks at us and says, you know what? The church is going down. Amen. You leave here tonight. Listen, when we was on vacation and we was leaving and going and stuff like that, you go by these churches, I listen, and there'd be 3 or 4 cars. Be 3 or 4 cars. Ain't that pitiful? Amen. Okay, I know where I was at now. Amen. It takes me a little bit. Amen. But I think about that grave. You know, he told Lazarus, he said, come out of there. They thought he was dead. They thought he was down. They thought he was out. Do you imagine? Think about this now. On Resurrection Sunday, when the trumpet of God sounds, that all them loved ones, listen, they think they're dead. They say, you know what they tell about these folks on this hill behind this church? They're dead. Amen. You go down here on Prospect Road, amen, you see them where they're cleaning them cemeteries. Some of them graves is there, been there since the 1500s. They're dead. But guess what? Jesus said, hey, don't count them out yet. Thank God. Don't count them out yet. Them graves going to burst open. Them saints of God going to come out of there. Thank God. I can just hear them. I can just hear them when they say, hey, you thought I was down, but I was now. Thank God. That's what I'm talking about. They said, Lazarus is dead. They said, that man dead. Man, I should have saved this one, Johnny. They said, he's dead. Jesus said, yeah, but he ain't out. Amen. I have no idea where I'm in, man. Oh, we can't lose sight of the end results. We got to remember what's coming. What's coming. Then number three. And number three, I got to get it. Number three. Number one, never lose faith. Number two, you never lose sight of the end result. The end result. Amen. Listen, my grandkids don't like getting up and going to school. Amen. They like me. They like to sleep all day. Amen. But they got to see the end result of this thing. Amen. They got to know how to read and write. Amen. Sometimes we don't see the end results of it. Amen. Listen, number three, we can never, never lose communication. Can never lose communication. That word communication means this right here. It means sending and receiving. It means sending and receiving. In other words, today, you got to keep him near. Amen. He may have stayed in town over there for 2 days, but Lazarus, he knew the Lord would come. I'm telling you tonight, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you may be down, but you ain't out. You may be down, but you ain't out. Why? Because Jesus is in your corner. He's your biggest fan. He's your biggest cheerleader. Amen. Thank God. Listen, I work all the time, and I go to these ball games. I've seen some of y'all. Some of y'all think your kids are Chipper Jones or somebody, Babe Ruth and everything else. Amen. Don't they, Brother Dwayne? You'll see how he acts when his grandkids are up there. Amen. Man, you know, they're cheering them on. Amen. Dwayne don't say much. You get him at them ball games. Amen. I thought, Lord, have mercy, God. Amen. No, he don't. He really don't. Amen. But Brother Don, hey, Brother Don Willis, one of the best coaches Rockmart's ever had as far as Little League. Amen. He don't never say nothing. You ought to hurt him back in. Amen. Amen. But you know why? Because those are their kids. Their kid Wayne, we holler for our kids, don't we? Hit that ball! Amen. I'll never forget it. I coached from the stands. We all do that. I was hollering Ethan. Ethan was playing baseball then, and he come up to bat, and he got up there, and he hit the ball. And man, he hit it. It was pretty deep. And so I told him, I was hollering, run, 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 run. And so the coach was telling him, hold up at first. Pawpaw was saying, go, go. That's at least a double, boy. Go, go. Well, he heard Pawpaw in the stands. And he took off around first. And you know what happened? He got out. Amen. I hollered back out there, listen to your coach, boy. Amen. I did. But anyway, what I'm saying, and I said all that to say that sometimes it takes me to get around to it. But Jesus is your biggest fan. Do you realize that tonight? He's shouting. He's rooting you on. They've been shouting ever since you've been saved. It's what the Bible says. The Bible said the angels in heaven rejoiced. Amen. When there's somebody saved. Do you think they just stopped doing it? No, they're rooting you on. They're in your corner. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. Keep going. You may be down, but you ain't out. I got to hurry. I got to close, really. They said, this Lazarus, he's dead. He's dead. Amen. But Jesus said, you know what? Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Amen. I've got the power in Jesus Christ tonight. You may be here tonight and you're down, but you're not out. You may be here tonight and you say, you know what, there have been times in my life, Brother Wayne, that I absolutely thought the Lord couldn't use me. You ever felt that way? You just felt like you just washed up, or, you know, God just couldn't use you in certain situations in your life. And we've been down. But Jesus whispers in your ear, and he says, you're not out, son. You're not out. If you're here tonight and you're feeling down, you may be, but I'm whispering to you tonight, you're not out. Get back in the race. Get back in the fight. Amen. Boy, how many boxing matches we used to watch. And it looked like somebody just got the slop beat out of them. And you'd think, best thing he could do, Brother Dennis, stay in that corner. But that bell will ring, Jackie, and that joker come back out there, and he'd end up winning that boxing match. I'm going to tell you. We might.